Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Today's meditation will be about letting go of heartbreak. I give no guarantee that this is an easy thing to do. The heart can feel a very fragile muscle when it comes to things like heartbreak. However, with this short guided meditation, perhaps you can at least find some solace, some understanding in a time of pain. Regardless of what happened, what really hurts us most when relationships end is the grief and loss of all the dreams and possibilities that we are challenged to release and let go of. Sometimes in relationships, we become attached, not even to the person or the relationship, but to the idea of the person and what they could mean and what they could be for us. It is that dream that causes the most grief. But the good news is you don't need to let go of that dream. All you need to do is take a step back and realize there are more possibilities for you than you can see right now. Heartbreak is always a symptom of the fear that what we want isn't possible. Freedom then comes from embracing the open possibilities of a big, wide world. And though it may seem scary in this moment, there's always more possible than what you can see from your current viewpoint. So if you're ready to open up your heart to these new possibilities, then allow that heartache to ease up, if just for a few moments. I invite you to go ahead and find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down. And allow your eyes to gently drift closed. Remember that this is a time just for you to be with you. And so in this moment, with your eyes closed, as you take a few deep, soothing breaths, I invite you to begin to think about some of the things that you love about you. Maybe it's your big heart. Maybe it's your determination. Maybe it's your big, loud, beautiful voice. Maybe it's your creativity, or the way you see things that others don't. It can be anything at all that you truly appreciate about you. And as you allow these thoughts to fill your mind, begin to gently bring your attention into your inner space, noticing the sensations inside of your body, in your arms and legs, in your hands and feet, in your chest and torso. And just for a moment, allow whatever feelings are present to simply be there now. Any sadness, any regret, anything at all, just let it be. knowing that this moment is perfect, just as it is. And I'd like you to think about that one thing in the future that you were most looking forward to before your heart was broken. And it's okay to feel. And I am here to tell you right now that whatever that feeling was that you were after in that beautiful future imagination, whether love, peace, a sense of home, a sense of security, that at least has not truly left. You can still find that, and it may not look the way that you thought it would. It may not look the way that you expect, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. The trick, you see, is to begin to give that feeling, whatever that is, to yourself right now. So go ahead and begin to imagine it again. The love, the home, the companionship that you so desire. Unattached to whatever way it may come into your life. And even if just for a few moments right now, allow yourself to feel those feelings. So much so that it's as if it's already here. It's all happening. As comfortable and safe and happy as you feel right now, you can feel any time you choose. And the more often you allow yourself to imagine these feelings, the quicker they will begin to manifest. So I invite you to do this every day. With anything and everything that you would like your life to be. Give yourself the experience of it in your imagination. Because it truly is already within you. So with that, you can take a final deep breath, filling yourself up with these beautiful feelings. And again, this time exhaling out anything you're ready to let go of. And know that life is a cycle of give and take, in and out. Just like your breath, holding on and letting go. And with each experience of letting go, you're opening the door for a new possibility So whenever you're ready, you can come back to the room, maybe wiggling your fingers and toes and gently open your eyes. But before you get back to your day, I invite you to take a few moments to appreciate yourself for taking this time to tune into you. You've been listening to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a review.